Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, indicates that solar activity has now fallen again to a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 87, that's 87, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 30. And those figures are not likely to change significantly in the near future. It just means that long-haul multi-hop propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable in the weeks and months ahead. We're now moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle 24, and this cycle is not now expected to continue beyond about mid-2017. So in the immediate future, continuing low sunspot activity, low solar activity, and the higher frequencies on darkness paths will not be very satisfactory. I'd just like to remind listeners that the next High Frequency Coordination Committee conference for the B16 international transmission season is planned to be held in Miami, Florida, between August 22 and August 26. The hosts for this meeting are Broadcast Belgium, WRMI, with assistance from the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasting. The conference will plan and determine the definitive schedule for the new transmission season known as B16, which commences on October 31, 2016. In the meantime, we have some monitoring reports from here in Melbourne recently. We're now well past our midwinter season. We're moving on towards the spring, as we know it here, and conditions on the shortwave bands are starting to swing around to summer-type conditions. The 49-metre band, it's the summary of significant frequency occupancies I noted recently between 1800 and 1830. That's 4 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. 5865 Radio Farda from the Kuwait Broadcasting Facility, or the IBB, broadcasting in Farsi. 5875, excuse me, BBC from Nakhon in Thailand with its English program. 5950, the Ethiopian station. 5960, the Voice of Turkey in English. And 6000, a new frequency for the Overcomer Ministry, the religious broadcasting station, broadcasting from transmitting site in Sofia, Bulgaria. Very good reception here in Melbourne. On 6065, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic, and 6100, a recently introduced frequency for the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Arabic. And 6110, Radio Fana in Ethiopia, broadcasting to the domestic service. And 6145, the BBC from the Dabaya UAE relay station, broadcasting in Somali. And 6165, another BBC transmitter, this time from Oman in English, and also on 6195, again from Oman, also in English. So good signals in the 49-metre band here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise period, noted recently. Some band is also being heard very strongly with strong signals later on in our morning after sunrise. That's between 2030 and 2100. And these signals were noted recently. 5945, China National Radio Network 1. 5950, the Korean Broadcasting System from Issedun in France. That's the relay to Europe. 5985, China Radio International, broadcasting in English. 6000, 6000, China National Radio Network 1, and also on 6030. And 6050, the station at Lhasa in Tibet, broadcasting in Tibetan. 6080, yet another frequency for China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. 6125, another frequency for China in Chinese. And 6170, Radio Romania International, broadcasting in English. And 6180, an interesting frequency, Radio Nacional de Brasilia, fading in at 2030 through until around 2100 with its national program in Portuguese. And finally on 6175, another frequency for China Radio National Network 1. So continuing good reception in 49 meter band here in Melbourne during our pre-dawn and post-dawn periods. Some information now from Radio Free Asia. Radio Free Asia, RFA, has announced its 20th anniversary QSL. Bringing free press to closed societies, RFA's first broadcast was in Mandarin on September 29, 1996 at 2100, that's UTC. RFA is a private non-profit corporation broadcasting news and information to listeners in Asian countries where full, accurate and timely news reports are unavailable. Acting as a substitute for Indigenous free media, RFA concentrates coverage on events occurring in and or affecting Burma, Cambodia, Laos, North Korea, the People's Republic of China and Vietnam. Radio Free Asia does not express editorial opinions, but provides news, analysis, commentary, and cultural programming in the languages of the country of broadcast. The design of the new QSL, celebrating RFA's 20th anniversary, is used to confirm all valid reception reports received by the station in the period from September to December. The card is coloured green, yellow, and blue with a pennant, indicating anniversary 1996 to 2016. And that information was supplied by Radio Free Asia's Technical Operations Department in Washington. And now some interesting information supplied by one of our readers, Paul B. Walker Jr. of Galena in Alaska in the USA. Paul reports Voice of Korea by Pyongyang using three low frequencies to North Korea and the Far East in Korean. From 1623 to 1627, the frequencies were 2850, 3250 and 3320. He reports that tropical band signals of Voice of Korea are somewhat rare and during the summer, but much more regular and stronger in the winter. This time, 2850 was the strongest. Then on 3560, that wasn't heard in this date, but it was heard again on another day at 1502. On 4885, the Echo of Hope, the semi-clandestine broadcasting station beaming to North America in Korean, noted at 1623. Paul notes that their other frequencies always seem to be jammed. And this is the first time he's heard this one without jamming. 5020, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation from Honiara. Noted at 0953, Paul reports that the SIBC is noted in his location just about every night and at least very poor levels. 5857, stationed at the call sign HLL Seoul, Hotel Lima, Lima Seoul, at 1634. A weather broadcasting station from Seoul in South Korea, often noted with digital data, but does have voice from time to time. And on 7280, the voice of Vietnam in Russian, via Hanoi to Europe, between 1639 and 1640. And Radio Thailand's World Service on 9390 in English via Udon Thani in 1955. Signal was regarded as reasonably strong and it had included local advertisements for businesses marketed to English-speaking expatriates and tourists. And on 9420, the voice of Greece via Avlis to Europe at 2326. 9635, the voice of Turkey in French to Western Europe. Paul reports that the voice of Turkey is not often heard at his location in Alaska, but despite this, it was a steady signal recently. And 9735, Radio Taiwan International in Japanese at 2258. So strong signals in Alaska at that station. And 9790, Radio Romania International in English, broadcasting to the Far East at 2000. And 9870, All India Radio, the Vivid Bharati service in Hindi to South Asia at 1700. Paul notes the signal is audible just about every day at his locations, but usually fair level. And 9997, RWM Moscow Russian. This seems to be a time signal station. The frequency is changing from 1 kHz to another during the day. 11540, Radio Ashna, the Voice of America station in Pashto via Udon Thani, 1654. And another frequency for Radio Romania International, 11800 in Romanian at 1647.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Oh, 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 the pain.
Some folks run, others hide. There ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape. So why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit? Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere.